Hello and welcome to the Cowboy for Game Yu-Gi-Oh! Pug there.
Podcast.
Pug where we talk about taking over.
Little non-breathing bastards.
God, it's way too early in this podcast to be screwing up. Oh my god. Anyway, I'm Jake. Today I'm joined by Bragg,
hey.
Radio, and Ben from Northern TCG.
Hello, sir.
Might be the only podcast ever that's had just done an outtake in the first 5 seconds and just kept pumping along. I respect it, Jake.
Oh, I wasn't cutting. I was going to tell him to keep going.
I knew 100% he wasn't going to edit it. That's why I pushed forward. So, much news to talk about. But first, how was our week in Yu-Gi-Oh? Bragg.
I just played Master Duel in the airport.
Ben.
Jake's energy better maintained for most of this podcast.
Absolutely not.
I'm going to have to
audio. Stun up high, baby. And then we're going to crash and burn.
Woo! Jesus Christ. The audio sync on this is going to be so fucked.
You wish you were editing the start of it now?
I apologize to everyone's ears. This is going to take a bit of mixing. This is going to be rough. My week in Yu-Gi-Oh! Tuesday, what did I play? I played Goblins. It went horrendously bad.
Oh.
Bad? Even after the changes to try and make it better?
I just lost every game three.
Ah.
I lost every die roll and then lost every game three and was like, yeah, that happens. Today, I did a retro flashback. Went all the way back to YCS 2017.
Not the way you think.
Not the way you think, yes. I played Exodia Stall, or Life Gain Exodia.
For those that are familiar with the CPG lore, that was the deck that Ben had to take because he lent his deck to another person who didn't come back to give it back to him.
Yes.
How Ben and I met.
I lent my ABC deck away, and then my ABC deck did not return to me before the event. So I played Exodia Stall. And then today I was like, you know what? I'm going to play it. And then a ban list dropped and I was like, you know what? Now I'm definitely playing it. I'm not going to bother playing anything else. Deck was really fun to go back and play, but boy, oh boy, does it suck in the current meta. And by current meta, I mean specifically the decks that I played today. So I played, my round one was against Generators, which steals your back row, and also forces a discard of a monster in hand. So I lose. So then we come around to round two, and I'm playing against DDD. He opened Perry Reese map all three games, which halves his life points, meaning my hope for escapes just stopped working. I was like, okay, cool, awesome. I won game one there, lost game two and three. And then round three was against Harry, who was playing Runic, which banishes your pieces off the top of your deck, and you lose. So, for
and
a grand
total. And he knows Exodia.
Yeah.
Or he knows Stall Exodia.
I think I played a grand total of 40 minutes today.
Brisk.
I had a very brisk locals.
Did you resolve Exodia?
Yes.
Nice.
Once. It's a far cry from going 6-3 to YCS. So, 6-3? 5-3. 5-3, I think.
Yeah, it would have been 5-3.
Yeah. Yeah. And that was my week. Oh, will I play something new on Tuesday? Yes.
My week. Lately, locals, I've not been doing all that well. I'm going to blame the sleeves, but realistically, it's the deck.
I blame the sleeves.
Mm.
They're very sticky.
What, you're not orange anymore?
No, it's still orange. They're just
the same ones from 3 months ago.
That's not that old. Fuck you.
Well, 3 months isn't that old, is it? Yeah. I mean, if you do what you do.
If you test hands as much as Jake.
I felt like at some stages I was playing Red Resonator because those were the only cards I was opening.
Every time I looked over, you did have that continuous spell up on the field.
Yep. As the only part of my engine that I consistently opened all day. Actually all week. And because of that, I have bought new sleeves. I had intentions of buying new sleeves all week because I was like, once I get new sleeves, then I'll be able to build a new deck or at least re-sleeve this one, whatever I feel like doing. Then the ban list dropped and I was like, okay, we fuck around for the next week and a bit. And then once the new ban list drops and once the new set comes out, then we build something proper. Because there's a lot of change coming. But in Master Duel, at least, still on Unchained, still having a lot of fun. I was sick of opening one of the bricks, so I took it out. And now I'm finding that it would be really helpful if I had that brick back in the deck for those random scenarios that comes up. So it's the duality of Master Duel. If you don't have it, you can't play it. But if you have it, you draw it, and it sucks.
Yes.
It happens.
Side deck it.
Yeah. One day we'll get side decks in Master Duel. You just side an entirely different deck. The side deck is a different deck.
That was the rule for that event.
For that very first one, it was like, yeah, your side deck is every card in your catalog. Bring it back. So, starting with news, we start with the biggest news of the week, and that is obviously the TCG ban list that came out last night.
We're not starting with Master Duel news?
No, well, people want to talk about the ban list, that's fine.
I don't know, Master Duel news is more important.
If you say so, we can get there. I can't see the tab at the moment, so you're safe for now. this dropped at about 4 a.m. last night.
This morning? Oh, no, yes, last night. Mm. It dropped an hour ago. No, in an hour's time.
Yes. We got the secret envelope from Mr. Konami. The main thing, the one note the one note that it had on the top was like, don't hit Snake Eyes. And they're like, okay.
If you say so, they're going to have to do something different.
And so, damn Jetstar for not having Wi-Fi. I would have really loved this, just to read this like at the drop. But
I don't know why, I was awake.
Same.
For this time frame.
Same.
Since the daylight savings change, I've been waking up at 4 to 4.30 every day.
Yeah.
So I just like rolled over, checked my phone, there was a bunch of notifications, so I was like,
I did the same. Like, I hopped up and was like, why can't I sleep? Ah, screw it. Check my phone. Just immediately see Leo being like, do not read any chats. I'm like, okay.
I'm going to check this other website.
Yes.
This one is coming to affect two separate dates, not because of what you think. So for North America and Latin America, it's coming into effect as of the 15th. So if you're in those regions listening to this, it's already in effect. I think that's how time zones work.
Yes.
Yeah, we're close. Yeah.
Close
it
enough.
It will already
be. But for everywhere else, it will be coming into effect as of the 22nd. The reason that is because I believe in Latin America they have a YCS coming up this weekend, so I think it's just to give them time to fully adjust to the list.
For us?
Hmm?
For us or for them?
For them. They have a YCS this coming week, so
they gave them the middle finger.
Yeah.
For us, they delayed it because we have an event next weekend.
Mm.
Yeah. They literally were just like, North America was like, ban list is out, it's there. And Europe was like,
I want to know why. There has to be, like, why would they screw America and not Europe? Well, not really screw. Some people might be begging for it. Like, maybe they pushed it because they think that this might be better for the game. Who knows?
It is weird. But when I first noticed the change in release dates, I thought it might have had something to do with the possible card coming back, but it doesn't. So let's get into it. Starting with the bans. Link Rebo Band.
They also just...
Yeah, they've got the graphics, yeah.
I hate these graphics so much. The fact that they posted them to Twitter and didn't update the website, fucking hell.
Yeah.
It pissed me off so much.
It's not great.
Maybe they don't have the two different dates ability on that. So it's almost like you have two different websites.
I couldn't figure out how to get to the North American website. Unless I was just always on the North American website and... in trying to get to Europe, just shit the bed.
You got to click the little flag.
Since they updated the website, the website's confusing.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's, yeah, whatever. Link Rebo is banned. Baron de Fleur is banned. Borreload Savage Dragon is banned. And Summon Limit is banned. Floodgate gone! I'm not celebrating too hard because it gets worse.
Yeah.
I hate control.
So, Link Rebo Summon Limit were ones that I suspected might get hit. Link Rebo admittedly was a bit stray at the time. Everyone sort of questioned why that should go, but here we are. So it takes an extra material off Snake Eyes as well as stopping some of their later game shenanigans of being able to dodge stuff.
Or gives them an extra deck slot.
Yes.
Can affect the other go in the like, an extra?
Realistically...
Oh, I thought you said Link Rebo.
No, I did. It's just the joke of when the OCG lost their cards, they just put in effect Veilers.
Oh, yes.
It was a funny joke.
Yeah.
Pause for applause.
Yeah.
The only thing that's realistic that stops is like the turn 3 imperm.
It stops the grind.
Yeah.
It stops that when you're pushing for game.
Yeah.
Because you can just make Anima in the start of the combo.
Yes.
You can just still make Anima with your Poplar, put it in the back row, keep going.
I. The that part of the combo always, like, you almost rather just go into the Link 2 with the Poplar and the dragon, and then just do that bit there.
Like, the, oh, you can.
Yeah, like, it's just, like, there's that combo's always seemed to be a bit stronger, and probably, like, so you're not even, you won't even be burning an Anima at this point. Like,
in Master lately, I've been doing the whole make, I've just been fucking around just to see where my combos end up.
Yeah.
And at times I've been making, like, IP and then making the Link Reaper afterwards to its zone.
Yeah.
Just to be like, ah, fuck it. It'll work. It does.
Well, clearly you and I have never versed on Master Duel, because if my hand has, like, no interactions and the Snake Eyes player, like, opens combo, I just quit.
Most people wait for me to finish the combo and I'm like,
I think it's because, like, there's still probably a duality of people that, like, fuck know what up. They're doing with Snake Eyes and those that don't.
I had the 27, so Princess, World C, and God knows what else. I've attacked with the other two, so they're exactly on 2-5. And on the last attack, then they surrender. I'm like, I've had 8k on board this whole time,
you
mate.
Could have just taken the damage and gotten the points towards the battle pass if you're still doing it.
Yeah. It's like, the 8,000's always been on the board for the for about 2 minutes while I'm sitting here going,
Maybe they don't know that there's that little button you can press to, like, tally how much damage is on board.
Yeah.
There's a button you can press to tally damage?
Yeah. If you press a button, it'll tell you the total attack stats of what you have, the total attack stats slash defense stats of what your opponent has.
What if that doesn't exist on mobile?
Maybe. But the other two interesting ones, Baron de Fleur, people suspected because of how easy it was to make that may cop it eventually. I think it was maybe a year ago that people were calling for this. And then Savage, again, a bit left field, but I kind of
get it. Like,
you're effectively taking the two synchros that they would make off their inboard. So now, like, it just means that fire loses to blowout cards.
Yay!
Like,
I'm sure there's ways around it.
Oh, yeah.
This version of Fire, like, there's going to be a whole bunch of other shit. But yeah, like, Borrel is a good hit, because I found myself going, even in the scrap variant, it's just like, there's no world that I run any other Synchro A, because this is better.
You can't activate evenly matched after you set it. You can't set evenly matched and then activate at the same turn, can you?
Are you talking about off thrust?
No, like, if you just have it in hand and you're forced to set it, you can't then activate it in the battle phase. Okay, they have a way to stop from getting hit with light.
Yeah.
You can still dark rule them, but
But you can dark rule a lot of things.
Yeah.
So,
like, you can also still, like, Regeki them, Lightning Storm them.
Well, you pop the Regeki set.
What was the whole thing about setting the evenly matched?
Well, you see the new support card for Fire King, not Fire King, Snake Eyes, forces spell and traps to be set.
Yes. Okay. So it has the Diabelle's thing in it.
No, it is just Diabelle's.
Ah, but how do they get to it?
Incredibly easily. Now you just make it as a part of the combo.
But it, what?
Diabelle's.
The illusion monster?
Yes.
Huh?
You can just make it.
But how? How does one get to this card?
There's a way to get to that and the trap during the combo now.
Okay. Sure.
Like, you set the trap instead of the field spell.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. I will learn what Snake Eyes does later, maybe.
We'll just keep surrendering.
Yeah, that too. Moving on to Limited. We start with Arch Nemesis Protoss, having come from Banter 1. Title, Ruler of Dragon Waterfalls. Now at 1, Ben.
It was 0 before.
I'm just double checking, because you're level 7 dragons, you get a little confused.
You predicted this,
yes. We all predicted this.
Maybe.
Thunder Dragon Colossus from Banter 1.
So many Protoss and Colossus should not have come back.
No.
They're probably I'm not sure the Protoss. I don't think the Colossus is going to be that major. Let's see how I feel about that sentence in a month.
In three months, do they ban Nemesis Corridor?
Maybe. Just make it way less splashable.
Yeah.
Magispector Unicorn. Back to 1.
He's
back, baby.
Yeah, it should have been back last
Yeah, it should have been back, but I hate it. So, screw you, Andrew.
He got two cards back.
He did. Chicken Game. Limited.
Should not have come back.
Yeah. Absolutely not. No, yeah. I can...
With Runic still in the format, I do not want Chicken Game in the format. I just don't.
Why?
Because I don't like Runic.
Okay.
Deck stinky.
Yeah, but if they put Chicken Game out, their fountain's not there anymore.
Oh, no. There's no way they could possibly get their fountain back.
Yeah, but I think when they put them in bin, they don't have an easy way to get them back.
They summon a fusion, which adds them back.
I thought that added back just continuous.
No.
Or is it just non-quick plays?
Just non-quick plays, I'm pretty sure.
Ah, it's
they definitely have recursion from grave.
Let's deal with the Gary.
And then anti-spell fragrance to one.
Which is fine.
Good.
Because again, they can just get deer bills now.
Yeah. You can't go limiting all the other floodgates and leave that alone. It just doesn't make sense with priestess.
It's okay. Now we go back to playing lose one turn.
No.
Maybe.
Royal Oppression?
Oh, please no.
Give me...
Royal Decree?
No. Try Brigade T0 because they always open it. Those motherfuckers. It's weird though that Anti-Spell, which arguably has seen more prolonged play...
Imperial Iron Wall.
I mean, you could. You could do that if you'd like.
Stops your opponent from getting a banished card for use the Protoss. That's it. Not Protoss, the other card.
Stops evenly matched.
It does stop evenly matched.
Does stop evenly matched.
But so does D-Bells, apparently.
Yeah.
It's
just spell cards have to be set?
I'm pretty sure it's spell and traps.
Bastard.
But anyway. So the point I was making is it's weird that Anti-Spell, which has seen more prolonged play in side decks, going to one, but Summon Limit, which has seen a lot of play, but in a very small time period,
yes,
being the Snake Eyes period, getting banned. I find it interesting.
Yeah.
Title was like, yeah, whatever. I'm scared about Protoss.
Yeah, you should be. You should be.
Well, yeah, because there's very few of my decks that are like across types. It's very much locked in at one attribute and then that's it.
Well, so, luckily we'll all be playing water. So.
True, yes. Fast approaching the year of water.
That's a good point. Like with the amount of random fire rubbish getting around, that then pivots between dark and light as well. Like you probably could just get around it, but I also don't know how you out it completely. So,
what, the Protoss?
Yeah.
Hmm. Moving on to Lin.
It's a big call. Big call. Do they know something we don't know about Arch Nemesis support?
Maybe it'd be nice if we got some support.
Oh no.
Maybe not for the floodgatey side of things, but I always liked the idea of the Nemesis stuff, like recycling stuff, summoning stuff. Yeah. It was literally just the floodgates.
The answer to your question, or to my question, is the trap just summons it from deck.
Just summons an illusion?
Yes.
Yeah. Hmm. I mean, there's no longer a negate for that, so you could ash that potentially.
Yeah, it's fine.
Semi-limits. Armageddon Knight and Pearly Delicious Memory.
Pearly, yes. Armageddon Knight, I guess so.
Yeah, being that Azul's out of the picture now, like a lot of the warrior stuff that maybe would have been a problem before is probably fine now.
Curious they did this and Malicious to three.
Mm.
One since the other.
Link and Material.
One card, Boral Sword.
And then...
One card access code.
True. Unlimited, as you mentioned, Malicious. Harp Horror.
That's the biggest Lifeswarm bait ever.
Terra Top and Engage.
Woo! And yeah, you just give everyone an extender. Sick.
I don't like Engage being back at three.
Just play it in August.
No, it's bad in August.
But it extends.
Literally the reason it all got banned.
It extends. Yeah.
How long ago? 4 years ago?
Extend!
Yeah, a lot's changed since then.
You sure you don't want a dark monster on your board? Fire monster? Water monster? Whatever colored monster you want?
It's free.
It's not free. Nothing's free, Brack. Don't be silly.
It's especially free if you have spells in your grave.
Literally free.
Nah. Mally being back to three, how long until it goes back to two?
Oh, next ban list.
Yeah, as a tradition. Whenever it goes to three, not long.
And yeah, Harp and Teratop are doing nothing at their current things, so by all means, three. It's fine.
You've got some support.
Invoker's still banned, yeah.
Yes.
MX
yeah.
Saber Invoker.
Yeah, so yeah, Teratop can do whatever the hell it wants.
I think Invoker can come back at it, so it doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. Like, what Beast Warrior are you going to summon from deck that's going to hurt your opponent?
I'm sure there's something.
Tri-Brigade.
Yeah, sure.
Won't hurt him, but...
Give him a
they were like, oh, that's neat.
I just like
oh,
it.
Oh, hang on.
Neat.
Is it Earth type it has to summon?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I don't think there's any Earth. I think it's...
They're going to summon a Zoo card.
Fire, Wind.
What's Karis?
Oh.
Is Karis a Beast Warrior?
Karis is a Beast Warrior. I think it's a fire.
Because it's dark.
It could be an Earth.
I think it's an Earth.
Anywho.
Or is it a level 4?
It's definitely a level 2. Because
it
was...
have to summon a level 4. It's level 4 or lower.
Frag dude to search? No. No, he's checking
we're
his messages.
Wait, for Invoker?
No. It doesn't. It literally doesn't matter. It's Tribe again. No one gives a shit. So, couple of things with this list.
Yes.
Obviously, they're addressing everything around Snake Eyes as opposed to Snake Eyes because D-Bells is coming out. They want people to keep playing it. They want to sell the tins.
Yes.
So, eventually, we will see this engine hit. Maybe some of this stuff will come back, like Barone and Savage and stuff, when it's not as obnoxious.
Maybe.
But in the meantime, we just have to not have negates.
Do you even need to play the... I don't even think you need to play the spell that summons a level 1 from deck anymore in Snake Eyes. Because you need to get the trap. It's on the D-Bells. Like, what level 1 are you summoning from deck off the spell card that matters? Yeah, but, like, in situations where you just have that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I guess you play it just in case you don't have that.
Yeah. It's good.
Just in case. Okay.
Another thing. They did not get rid of the turn skip card.
None of them.
They added more.
Yeah, in fact, yeah, now... If you're playing Darks, you're fucked.
So it feels...
How does it feel, Jake?
It's not great.
How long do you get Protoss called Dark?
Yeah, we'll see. I might switch over to something else. I won't say what it is, just in case people
Protoss called
decide... Shut up.
Wait, no.
You shut your face.
Still Protoss called Dark?
Shut up! Shut the fuck up! Anyway, it feels a lot like the first tier element list that they came out with. It was just trying to flood the format with other stuff.
Yeah.
Without hitting tier to give everything else a chance, like when Macro and D Fissure went to 3 and all that stuff. So it just feels like they're doing everything they can to not hit the engine that's going to make them money when the reprints come around.
Have you looked at how much Heatwave costs now, by the way?
I have, yeah.
Yeah, Heatwave, a lot of money.
Yeah.
A lot of money.
Probably should look for those.
Oh, Protoss call fire in the next format. It's going to be massive.
What? How much money?
You got to put a fire on your end board, though.
Yeah,
if you're going into someone and you go fire, call fire, you've just won.
Here's the thing. There's a nemesis that's fire that searches Protoss.
Yeah, it has to be on your board.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Okay. Anyway, we continue.
Huh?
What?
Anyway. Where are my tabs?
Where the tabs were the tabs at?
So, just before the ban list got announced, we got a new card from the Infinite Forbidden. So this one is called Vespergisu. So it's a quick play spell. If your opponent controls two or more monsters than you do, your opponent sends any number of monsters they control to the graveyard. Also, apply this effect based on the number of monsters they control. So if they're down to 0, you lose half your life points.
Mm-hmm.
If they're down to 1, your opponent gains 2,000 life points. So they go up to 10k, in theory. If they still have 2, banish your opponent's entire hand face up until the end phase. And if they have 3 or more, your opponent cannot activate monster effects for the rest of the turn.
Does it apply in sequence, or is it just one effect?
No, it depends on how many monsters they've kept.
Okay.
Because it's not like 2 or more, 3 or more, it's just...
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah. It's worse now that I realise that it's monsters. I thought it was cards.
Yeah, no, monsters. Yeah. And yeah, that's seen Infinite Forbidden as well. Artwork has Gisu, the Galatea, and Nightmare Idli, the big Hydra-looking thing. I like it. It's a cool card.
There's so many fucking ads on YG.
So many ads.
Now that we're playing it down below, there are so many ads.
We also got our first hints at the Animation Chronicle for the OCG, so they're getting a few new cards. The first one is a kind of hand trap. Well, it is a hand trap, it's just not a good hand trap.
Kind of thing.
So when your opponent special summons a monster or monsters, discard this card in a spell, destroy that monster. And then,
Singularity Fiend.
Yeah. I don't mind it.
Yeah.
Like, there's definitely worse value cards.
Yeah.
It's also a level 1 Dark Fiend.
Yes.
Which I think is relevant for something.
Well, Fiend stuff can do stuff with that because it has zero attack and defense.
Yeah.
Like, if they just get stuck with it in hand, they can use it as link material. Then we get Ancient Gear Statue. I nearly read the OCG name. So, if your opponent controls more monsters than you do, special summon this card from your hand. Tribute this card, special summon an Ancient Gear Golem or monster that mentions it except for itself from your hand or deck, ignoring its summoning conditions.
I thought you were just going to straight up read the Japanese. I was like, damn, Jake. Cultured. He's been doing that Duolingo.
The owl that haunts me.
Poor Duolingo owl. I've realized that the like icon on your home screen gets like sadder and sadder the longer it's been since you've opened
actually
it. Yeah,
like just sitting in the home screen it looks sadder.
It's got like 18 bags under its eyes. Destroyed.
Like, that's amazing.
I haven't opened this app since like July last year.
We get a rank 3, Antidote Nurse. Quick effect, detach material from this card, then target a monster whose attack and defense is different from its original. Its stats become its original attack and defense, and if you targeted a monster you controlled at activation, it cannot be destroyed by battle or card effects this turn. Once per turn, if another monster or monster is special summoned to your field, and this card has 3 or more materials, you can make that monster gain 900 attack.
Sure.
Jake, not amazing.
This one I know is bad, so I'm not going to bother reading that. But then we get an alternate artwork for Silent Magician level 8. And you angry reacted it in our group chat. Why?
I angry reacted. Didn't need it.
No.
Other art better.
Yeah, get out of here. Give me an illusion.
We don't need evil art.
This should have been an illusion one.
Yeah, they could have used that art for a
should
better
have been
card.
Been a retrain.
I don't think Silent Magician needs any more retrains.
Yeah, there's enough. So we circle back around to Master Duel, as we do. As of April 11th, there was a big update. There's a whole bunch of stuff. There's a Pearly Mate, which I didn't realize until someone had played it against me, and I saw it. I was like, ah.
I like the weird cell shading. I was like, yeah, that's kind of cool.
It looks completely different to every other mate.
Oh, I might grab it then. I might finally stop using Ash.
It's a premium mate.
Yeah,
costs you an extra 100 gems.
Yeah, I'll pay 100 gems for Pearly.
Is it a premium mate? No, it's only 300. It's a standard mate.
Yes.
The premium's up.
I also just made up the fact that it was 100 more. Here we are pointing fingers.
We get a new Protector Nightmare Magician, because illusions and stuff have been added. A wallpaper of Visas, which no one cares about. A field part for Jar of Metamorphosis with some weird nonsense here.
Yeah, I didn't like the fact that they called it Jar of Metamorphosis and didn't have Metamorphosis on it.
I'm not about it.
Isn't it? What? Why is it called Metamorphosis?
I don't know.
It's
Morphing
know.
Jar.
Depicting a strange Maybe monster that resembles a jar or bottle. So, yeah, no. I'm not paying 100 gems for that. We get some secret packs, or updates rather. So we get the new one for Rescue Team Emergency Dispatch. The firemen have arrived in Master Duel, finally! Well, the good ones.
This is the happiest Jake's ever been for fire.
I know.
Men.
Because I can surrender immediately and move on with my life. they finally get Emergency and the other one, Preventer. And they have full power Snake Eyes, so the world is their oyster. And I'm sure there's some other stuff in there, but I just don't care enough. A Dance to the Heavens is a new secret pack. Makunko, I'm assuming, get their new stuff, but I don't know enough about Makunko to know if they got their new stuff.
It's a Makunko.
I believe so. Were they missing anything?
Oh, they might have had one of the new traps and the other ritual. Oh, yeah. The other ritual being released as a super and a trap.
Yeah. Which
I don't think anyone even played the other.
Completely irrelevant.
I played against it today, and my opponent ghost ogred my IP, and I was like, huh. His Makanko equip is still equipped to my Link 4. Anyway, I'm going to Ash Blossom that. And he was like, and a scoop.
And then Pearly get a pack. My cute, lovely friends. So they get the baby noir and I think the other trap.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm sure there's other stuff in there that's important. But the Nightmare Arrives is a new selection pack, I think. Yeah, selection pack. So all the Nightmare stuff gets in there. We get the new Altergeist Link. We get a Evolzar Lars in there for dinos.
Finally.
Except I don't know if they got the other Evolzar. No, they did.
The other trap?
Yeah. The Evolzar stuff's also in there. Randomly, the Drytron Ursarctic level 7's also in this pack.
Give it to it already.
Yeah, well, it's in there.
It can't breathe at all. It's irrelevant.
And then some other strays have been added, but yeah, whatever. Literally doesn't matter.
No, missing heaps of the illusion support was kind of, like, rough. That deck won't be able to do much. It will just be branded stuff, and if you're doing branded with the illusion stuff, just play branded.
Right. That's fine. It's nice to have a bit of diversity rather than just standard branded. Also, branded fusion being a one means it is nice to have a supplementary engine if everything goes to shit.
Yeah, maybe. But also, you just don't wait for Master Tao, the best card in the game.
It'll be there eventually. Relax. So a little while ago, we mentioned that the OCG were getting the tactical tri decks. We have our first ones, full set list having been announced now for Cyber Dragon.
Oh, I thought when it was tactical tri, I think it meant the three heads.
What?
Because it's got fucking Chimera over.
Oh yeah, we meant to get three of these.
There's four different ones. Oh.
That's
I think.
How tri works.
With a Y, Ben.
Oh.
Different word in it.
Ah, I forgot.
English?
Nah, why?
Anyway, so looks fairly standard, but it does actually give some really good generic stuff. Like they get King Regulus in there, they get Galaxy Soldiers in there, Ash Blossoms, Maxis.
Like
yeah,
sometimes you play three.
They get Clockwork Knights, Tactics, and Thrust.
The Clockwork Knight is a good reprint.
Feather Duster and Lightning Storm and a droplet, like some red reboot. Wouldn't that be nice?
This should just be decks that we can buy.
It would be so good if the TCG did these. What generic extra stuff do they have? Almirage and Azalea.
Yeah, sure. Just 10 cards in the extract though?
Yeah. I don't hate that because it gives you 10 to start and then you can supplement it with another 5 generic-y kind of thing.
But you're also going to cut half of what they've given you.
Maybe not, though.
You're not going to cut Cyber Twin Dragon?
No, that's funny.
Chop.
Chop. I actually really appreciate that they've done this because it's like... When they first announced it, I literally thought it was just going to be like our 2-player starter decks. It's just going to be a... bunch of garbage they threw at it. But this actually seems like...
It's an OCG. Of course it's going to be great.
It's a really good product.
Care about it.
Yeah, there's that.
I'll buy one of these when we're over there next.
That'd be really... It'd be awesome if we got something like that in the TCG.
This is the kind of product that you could, like, you fly to Japan, you see your locals, you buy that, you play it.
Yes.
However...
Not if you're white.
You're allowed to play locals.
Yeah.
Oh, you're allowed to play locals?
Yeah, you're just not allowed to go to YCS.
I imagine they shame you and bully you.
You're allowed to go to regionals, but you're not allowed to go to AWCQ.
Yeah.
I mean, that kind of makes sense. The context of which I was given it to is that, like, it was literally just a ban on white people everywhere.
No, it's like all tier
2
events.
Okay, yeah.
The YCS is the big one. The WCQ, like, no one should be expecting to enter their WCQ. That doesn't make any goddamn sense. YCS, though. Maybe because you got points from YCS.
Maybe.
Oh, we should probably ban OCG players from our YCSs then.
Yes.
Yeah, that'll definitely
You can't just let people qualify in two different regions. That's strange. Yeah, I'm not going to go on that. Yeah.
Wise call.
Someone to explain soon.
Why for you, Nuclick? There we go. We have another card from Infinite Forbidden. This one is called Cosmo Queen, the Queen of Prayers. So this one is a retrain of the Macca's promo from years ago that I have always wanted but never chased up. So this one, if a field spell is activated, special summon this card from your hand in defense. You can target one face-up card in the field zone, then activate this effect based on its controller. If you controlled it, destroy it, and if you do, add a field spell with a different name, so just Ancient Fairy Dragon. Mm-hmm. If your opponent, negate that target's effects until the end of this turn. If you do, add a field spell from your deck to your hand.
Cosmo Queen was the original?
Yeah, Cosmo Queen was the original.
Yeah. Weird. I just didn't know about the field spell stuff. Isn't she, she's meant to be with the Yugi's grandpa deck. So does this work with that stuff that we got? The sarcophagus, Exodia, man with the items, golem with the items.
Probably.
There's no field spell in that, is there? It's kind of weird to go, oh yeah, like...
all that stuff sucks, so like, they can give them whatever. Well,
given that it was a vanilla back in the day, like, you can give it any effect and it's fine.
This card was only ever good in big Russian?
I mean...
whatever the... Duel Links.
It was good if you couldn't... it was good if you... it was the second biggest Blue Eyes at one point.
That's why it was good in Duel Links. This is a spellcaster as well.
I don't mind it. Level 8 Dark Spellcaster. Does stuff with field spells. It's cool. I like it. Then we get the support having been announced for the Ashened archetype.
Yeah.
It's
actually, I don't know if this will have all the cards that I want. I don't think it does.
Trap
is what matters.
Yeah. So we knew about the fusion already.
Oh my
god. Why is it not loading?
I don't know. There we go. It's loaded now.
Well, it's only two cards though.
That's not the thing.
the trap is the super poly. I'm disappointed that the spell isn't the super poly, but I guess it only changes your opponent's monsters to pyro during... wait, no, it changes during your turn. They turn to pyros.
Yes. Correct?
So the spell should have probably been the super poly. This a little annoying.
The link that I want.
Jake's searching frantically for these cards.
Anyway, they got new support. It's okay, but we'll wait until the OCG get their stuff to work out whether it's actually going to be good.
All based around the fusion. The fusion is good. The only issue is that the fusion is not easy. You have the trap. But I guess you set the trap on your opponent's turn, and it comes back to you, and you can go bang, drop him.
It's a bit of work.
But you confuse from both sides, yeah?
The trap. The spell can't. Yeah. Just a problem.
And then, to the joy of maybe three people, we get the announcement of the Tachyon Galaxy Ice support.
Yep.
So they get a new level 8.
The other random dragon on the front of that pack was just Tachyon.
More Tachyon stuff.
Oh, wait, it was literally just Tachyon dragon.
It was
the Ultai.
So yeah, this one specials itself if you control another Xyz dragon. Searches a Tachyon spell or trap, so the counter trap that has always been kind of bonkers in that deck is now
Tachyon
live.
Transmigration prophecy?
Yeah, just transmigration, I think. I don't think it's a prophecy.
Transmigration card.
No, Tachyon. That's a Tachyon card. It's Tachyon transmigration, no prophecy.
You can't say transmigration, not say prophecy.
Because it's not what the card is.
Well.
Am I thinking of two different cards?
Well, yeah, Transmigration Prophecy is another card.
Okay.
Which is very much not a card.
I always thought they were all one card.
Oh, God. They get another level 4. This one has
the poplar.
The poplar thing. If it's added, it special summons itself. And then if you special a...
That should have also been the card that searched the trap.
Yeah, just make it literally popular. Poplar. Then popular. If you special summon a Dragon Xyz while it's in the graveyard, target one of them, attach to it as material. Another level 8. If you control no monsters or your opponent controls... there's Hundo and Naura. Woo!
That part is cut out from the top of the screen.
Button. Oh, perfect. Yeah. So, if you control no monsters, your opponent controls a monster with 2,000 or more attacks, special summon this card from your hand. If you do, special summon one level 8 light or dark dragon monster from your deck in defense position, except itself, but its effects are negated.
Yeah.
Finally, this card is good. Well, what the breed.
And then...
what's his name?
Dragon
Ubion? No, the one before. It's based off that other random...
Yeah. Well, its name was Schwarzwald Infinity Dragon, yeah. So just... Voltsvold.
Schwarzwald Dragon.
Schwarzwald. Draglugion. Yeah. New retrainers.
Draglubion.
Draglubion and Dragulion, yeah. I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Dragon.
So this one cheats out a rank 8 Xyz from the extra deck, and then attaches stuff from it. I'm just gliding over these because I know no one really cares. Tachyon's...
There's one card here that's good. The rest...
It's all fine for the archetype, it's just...
It feels
out the
deck. Yeah.
So Tachyon Spiral of Destruction, I feel like it's like that Odd Eyes Spiral card that like does multiple things. Activate one of these effects, but you can only use one each per turn. If you control a Galaxy Xyz, destroy all face-up cards your opponent controls whose effects are negated. Target a Tachyon card in your graveyard, except for itself, add it back to your hand. Target a dragon number monster in your graveyard, special summon in defense.
Okay, sure.
And then a trap. Can only activate... If you control Tachyon monster, activate the card from your hand. During the battle phase, detach one material from your Galaxy Eyes Xyz. If you control a number C monster, its activation and effect cannot be negated. Shuffle all monsters your opponent controls, normal
C,
or special summon.
C. I was like, C monster of Theseus support?
Shuffle all monsters your opponent controlled, normal or special summon this turn into the deck.
Yeah, sure. It requires you have a number C. That's annoying to summon.
I mean, hopefully with all the stuff that they've got going on, it'd be a little bit easier.
Yeah.
And then Tachyon Dragon gets an alternate art, which is the other dragon that we saw on the back, as Bragg mentioned before.
107. How? Really good card.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
It's really good. The cards you
not
put
great.
On top of it are better.
Yeah.
We already went through that.
Tempai
got two new cards of support, both really good. So the monster is loading. There we go.
Do we know the English name yet?
Oh, that is... Okay.
Tempai Dragon of Genroku.
No, but do we know the English... Are they called Tempai over here?
We don't know any of them. They just... They didn't do it.
No. I have an article that will tell us. Yep. I skipped over it because I didn't think we were interested, but now you brought it up, so we are. Tempai of Genroku has the poplar trigger as well. Tribute this card, special summon one Tempai Dragon monster from your deck except for itself. Also, you cannot special summon for the rest of the turn except dragon monsters. And also when it's
special
summon. And also it's a level 3, but when you do the trigger effect, you can treat it as a tuner and increase its level by 1.
Was Tempai making Savage on their first turn?
Maybe.
Have you made them go first?
So.
Which is wrong. You should be heat waving.
Yeah, you should just be heat wave. At us.
So dumb. Then they also get a bonkers trap, Sungun Kaihu. During the main phase, if all monsters you control are fire dragon monsters, minimum one, and all your opponent controls more monsters than you do, end the main phase.
Yes.
If three or more attacks.
All of the rulers as well, so I can add no battle phase.
If three or more attacks were declared this turn, you can banish this card from your graveyard, draw one card, then special summon any number of Tempai monsters from your hand. Card's really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Still a trap, so...
Yeah.
It'll be interesting to see how far it goes, but they should just keep printing more and more cooked traps to see what it takes to make them more good.
So as you mentioned before, the name for the Tempai Dragons is Tempai.
Sweet.
In the TCG.
Cool.
Wait, did we get the whole list of cards, or is that just like a small...
These are the names.
And
they're just the
80,
not the like extra stuff that's getting imported.
Yeah, but this was
this
wasn't in our database, right? It was only in the OCG's database for some weird reason.
So,
what were they called? My bad.
Just Tempai. Tempai Dragon.
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Yeah. I'm just reading the other ones that have also had... changes.
Yeah.
So the tri-type of lizards and plants and things,
yep.
They're now called Ragnarika?
Oh, sure. Ragnarika. Cool.
Sure.
So because I will call him Riker, which...
What are the names that a Lightsworn can't speak?
So there's a few of those. One is the one that I mentioned before, but I cannot find it now.
Which one was Snake Eyes Diablo Star?
Hmm?
Which card was Snake Eyes Diablo Star?
D-Bells?
Yeah.
Hang on. It's really hard to find because they're in alphabetical order and then because of the name changes, I don't know where they go. Let's go back up.
Aren't they in the set order?
Surely you'll see our Lightsworn.
Yeah, you're right. They are in set order. Ah, yes. So she is called Diabelle's the original Sin Keeper.
Yep. Okay, sure.
So the fiend one is called Weiss, Lightsworn Archfiend.
Yep.
That's cool. You'd think they'd be together, man. I don't know.
Go back to 11.
Is it?
Is it just Snake Eyes,
Diablo Snake Star? Eyes, Diablo yep. Star.
Cool.
And then what's above it? Is that not just say Lightsworn Dragon?
Where?
Above the Weiss.
Go higher! This we're on 12!
No, you've got the Weiss. Lightsworn Dragonling.
Oh, there we go, yes. So, yes.
Yeah.
It's
okay.
Lightsworn Dragonling, which is a phenomenally shit name.
I like it.
I hate it.
The other day you told me I had a shit name and you told me the name, but you must have said it wrong.
How would I have said Dragonling wrong?
I don't know. Dragonling. You also didn't mention that it had Lightsworn in its name, and I've been in a panic thinking that it was mistranslated
somehow,
and it didn't
somehow
have
not searchable, even though it's literally just a baby Judgment Dragon.
Well, yeah.
Well, I mean, because Judgment Dragon.
I was sitting here being like, they're not searchable. What if this isn't searchable?
Yeah.
What if all of my testing I've been doing for the past 3 months is a waste?
Oh, well, now I'm glad, because it's funny.
Well, it would have to include this as a Lightsworn card in the effect if they did name it something else. Because
in the OCG, it seemingly works the way that we've all been testing.
Yeah.
What's the big dragon called?
Big dragon. I think that state is enlightenment. Hang on. Way to go.
I made him go back to a page. It's going to take him 5 years to navigate.
Dragonling. God, I hope that's not it. Mizuka no Yaba, the Moonfang Dragon. That's surely not it.
Could be.
No, it's just Enlightenment Dragon.
Oh, that's fine.
So, finally, a while ago in the OCG was announced the complete file of the White Story, which was like just a big collection of the Albaz lore,
we get it. You got
arts and stuff. No. But we have now full details of it. So they get a brand new fusion in there. So this one is called Dogmatic Calamity Alba System Dragon Fusion, standard. So it's got 4,500 attack as opposed to the usual 25/3k.
Big.
It's big. So the materials for it. A Fallen of Albaz and 6 monsters in your graveyard with different names.
I thought it was cards in your grave.
Nope, 6 monsters.
Okay. Yeah, that's what I thought. Because didn't we have the conversation?
So the original one, there's been like 3 mistranslations. Okay. The first one said 6 monsters mentioning Albaz.
Yep.
The second one said 6 cards mentioning Albaz.
Oh, so and it's not this one. 6 monsters meant that mention
nope.
Albaz?
Six monsters.
Just 6 monsters with different names.
Ah, it's fine.
From the grave.
It's fine.
Just put Albaz in Lightsworn and...
True.
Yeah. But then you got to banish them. Because it requires a fusion spell still.
Yeah.
It doesn't just go...
But there's infinite ways of being able to do that in... Thingy.
You don't
need to. Yeah, not in Lightsworn.
But you can summon this off tier, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, don't you have to specifically banish the cards? Or was that another mistranslation that I read?
No, must first be fusion summoned. There's no conditions on its
side. I thought it required you to banish the cards in your graveyard.
No, again, part of the initial mistranslation.
Yeah. On the reread, I'm like, oh, this is straight out tier.
Yeah, sure. That works.
Yep, recycle 6 cards for free.
Or do other things.
Yeah.
So, this card can attack all monsters your opponent controls once each. You must send 1 card from your extra deck to the graveyard to declare an attack with this card. I think original one said a monster that mentioned Albaz as well, so this just sends any extra deck card, so send your Entis, send your graveyard triggery thingies. And then once per turn, if you control this fusion summoned monster and have 6 or more fusion monsters in your graveyard with different names that mention Fallen of Albaz as material, send all cards in both players' extra decks to the graveyard.
Yeah, it's okay.
I don't mind it. It's like a big investment if you're not playing in tier. In tier, it's literally free.
You have to mill the Albaz.
Yeah.
Oh no, how will we get Albaz in the graveyard?
Well, no, it says Albaz can go from anywhere though.
Yeah.
The other cards can go from graveyard.
Yeah, but for the tier, yeah.
Yeah.
Is it not just possible to fucking, like, you know, just in the late game, activate brand infusion, send a tier card, make this? We'll make maybe something else, then make this.
Maybe?
It's got 4,500 attack. Surely in a late game you might need that.
Yeah, like, the effect's fine. It's just, for the investment of what you've put into it, I feel like it could do just a tad more.
Okay. We've spoken too long about this card.
Yeah.
But the main reason, well, I was bringing it up is because here. There's... I'm just...
He's going to talk about the rest of the set.
Yeah, that's Jake. You got to let him...
Okay. Look.
We let him run it.
We've anyway, got, he's got a, it's a whole bunch of stuff. So there's 200 cards. Well, over 200 cards. They're getting Ultras, Quarter Centuries, and the new card, as well as a nice book and some stuff in it. I just think it's cool. It'd be nice if we got some stuff like that in the TCG.
100%. I wonder if this might be like a holiday thing we get.
That'd be cool.
I'd be so into that. We didn't get the last one, so I don't think we're getting this one.
It just seems like they're just leaving so much money on the table.
Last time they did the number collection. Mm. That's one of these.
Mm.
And we did not get them. Also, nope. It was did not exist in Japan when I tried to find it. So this will also probably sell out very quickly and not be able to be purchased.
Yeah, makes me sad.
You have an 8-month time, Jake.
Yeah. It's also like $300 Australian before shipping, so it's like... but moving on from that, we move on to
There's still a tab there.
Huh?
You definitely skipped over a tab.
Yeah, but I don't think it's a good tab.
It's that new fucking deck, that forest deck.
Oh, the forest deck. Yeah. I don't know how I missed that. So,
clicked onto it before and then you immediately clicked off.
Yeah, I didn't look at it though. So, next iteration of the Diablo Star line is the White Woods archetype. So it's a synchro-centric archetype. A lot of its stuff likes to be discarded because it then sets itself. It's basically pushing itself to end up being like just a synchro-centric thing to mix in with other synchro stuff. The issue with that in the TCG is we just lost two of our best synchros.
Well, so we just play these synchros.
Yeah, but these synchros don't do anything. Well, like, from what I've read of them, they just enable you to make better synchros, of which we don't have.
Make FA Dawn Drags, though.
They're
Dawn
all
Dragster
even
isn't
levels.
That bad a card.
Oh, yeah.
Make... Oh, I don't know. Something.
Well, yeah. That's the issue. We have to make something. So the best deck that I can work out that it's sitting in at the moment is probably Centurion.
Yeah, sure.
And this stuff doesn't get started by Double Star either, right? There's no.
There was one small overlap.
Yeah, but it doesn't allow you to keep going. So it's annoying. Like
they're going out of their way to make none of this lore interact with each
other. Yeah.
And like, all the arts interact, but the actual cards themselves, hard no.
This should. Like, I get goblins, because, like, they're fighting each other, from what I can tell. She's literally Diablo Star.
They've just looked at the Visas thing, like, towards the end, with, like, them, like, all overlapping with each other and having too much synergy together, and just becoming a big thing, and they're just like, we're never doing that again.
We don't want Visas pile happening with...
Yeah, but at the same time, if you're printing... different versions of the same car, of the same
they
monster.
Should have given them all a car that was settable off Diablo Star.
Yeah.
Well, that's sort of what it was setting up in the beginning, and then they just decided not to do that.
Yeah.
We'll probably get them later. In 5 years.
At the end, when they've limited every archetype, they'll be just like, oh, good
when
news, you can search Poplar.
One, and they're like, here you go.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sucks to you that wanted a wanted hit.
As Ben said, it makes sense for them not to hit it because they've got too much riding on tin reprints and nothing else being good enough to actually sell them.
Yeah.
I thought we closed those windows. Oh, I don't believe it. It's fine.
It's just a beep.
People will be able to hear a faint beeping in the background.
It is okay. So we move on to questions. If you wonder where we do have a Discord, link will be in the description below. Feel free to jump in, say hi, and ask us questions. Our first one this week comes to us from 6R6. To what level of disposable income do you aspire?
Enough to pay for this game.
I just don't want to have to think about stuff. That's the level of money that I want. Like, I don't want to have to think, oh, could I do this at this point in the year? I just want to be able to, like, whack the money down and think about that later.
I'd like to have a recording studio for this podcast.
Yeah.
That'd be cool. If only there was a way that we could generate income to do that.
If only.
That's three weeks in a row that's come up.
Yeah.
Mm.
No one subscribes to our Patreon. Damn.
Yeah, I know. That poor link.
Down in the description below.
Sitting there, unclicked.
definitely exists.
Mm. Yep.
Definitely. Next question.
Next question. Comes to us from Rickelodeon, who, as far as I know, is either a rename or a new listener. In other way,
it's not fine. Rick. Or is it Rick? Hello, Rick.
It's a weird time of weird time in society to choose Nickelodeon as a name.
Yes.
But we were thanks for being here, Rick.
Yeah, the timing is tried our local
a good side of Nickelodeon.
His question starts. Tried out a local store here. Not sure where here is.
Yeah. That one?
Asked if they had Yu-Gi-Oh! And they laughed at me, said paper was dead and that Master Duel made physical cards obsolete. You all have anything like this happen before? What did you say to the employee?
I've seen that happen for Magic, but not Yu-Gi-Oh! Here.
I don't think I've ever heard a card store go, oh, why would you buy paper cards?
Why would you help us be open?
Yeah.
I spit on you.
It seems very, like, that seems so silly. And, like, to a point, like, maybe there is a
Pokemon
point.
Pokemon cards, Pokemon Live doesn't exist.
Yeah. There's no other reason to get Pokemon cards now. Absolutely none.
Yes.
Maybe the guy that was at that store has the level of income that we aspire to, and he actually just wants people to stop coming into the store so as a reason
to the store
down.
Just to bully people.
There are people that I've run into that it feels like they have gone into their place of business with the sole intent of just putting people down.
Yeah.
that's very silly. It doesn't seem like a good business proposition. But at the same time, like, you could say the same thing about every other card game, right?
You could say it almost about any business. Oh, sorry, do you have, like, any pillows or sheets that I can buy?
No one sleeps. Yeah.
Yeah. I certainly don't. Cool. Oh, God. So there is two more questions. One of them I skipped over last week, but I will ask it now.
Hey, we went to do research for one of them, weren't we?
Oh, the Eurovision, which I still haven't done.
I forgot to message.
I had a quick geese. I'm not too big on our entry this year, but I haven't ever been too big on our entries. But for the most part,
Europe's. Not even Jessica Mowboy?
Like, she deserved to be sent because it's Jessica Mowboy. But at the same time, I don't know. I just prefer Eurovision to be a bit more cooked.
Yeah, the Europeans do some outlandish shit. Like, we always go in with, like, a ballad or something to make people feel good, and then the Croatians will come in with pom-poms and fireworks and the poodles on pogos and
thrusting saxophone men.
That was great. That was my favourite Eurovision song.
I really like that song.
That song's great.
Yeah.
That song's a banger.
Which one was this?
Eat Your Salad.
That's the song that the dog nodding his head over is now.
Great. It's a really good song.
No, I was making a joke.
Okay.
Shout out Sunstroke Project.
Okay. Jake's making a joke about the fact that he doesn't eat veggies.
Mm.
The entire song is...
I thought you watched enough Instagram reels to know that song.
If it's a song I think about, I know what it is. So, the question I skipped over last week was from Ryguy. You are now a Yu-Gi-Oh card. What is your type and attribute, stats, and flavor text?
Earth.
It's an Earth monster?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you got any more info on that? Or? This is why I skipped it, but then I forgot to pop this too early. 1600 attack. 1600?
Yeah. Good for LOB standards. No effect. Just cooked flavor text.
I'm a level 6 fire monster. I have a high attack, but very low defense.
He's Mr. Volcano.
Very low defense. 2100 attack, 100 defense.
He's Mr. Volcano. No, Mr. Volcano's too. How about you, Jacob? Well, weak.
It would be a dark spell caster of some sort.
Yeah.
Level depending on how angry I am. And then the flavor text would probably be some level of profanity in bold.
I'm a fusion monster of two bricks. One brick that's had a good retrain. How good's trauma?
But that concludes us. There is one more question.
Oh, then, yeah, I've got it.
What was your favorite hit from the ban list?
Yep.
That's our question for this
week. Last week's poll result, was what water monster do you want to see retrained? I forget the other two options that people hated, but Necroz got 50% of the votes. Paleozoa got the other 50.
Okay.
Who would have thought our audience would be Paleo fans?
Hi.
It was just two votes, Ben and one other person. And the last question this week comes to us from Braggio. Will Perth get Oshis or a YCE?
No.
Oh, did I say YCE?
Yeah.
Better not.
I wouldn't hate it, to be honest.
I'd hate it.
It is so goddamn easy to get to that convention center.
Like, because it's small.
Yeah. It's like, I would
When's
almost...
When's Wollongong ever getting a YCS?
Yeah, oh, I mean, I would rather Wollongong get one. But I would rather go to Perth than New Zealand.
That's
yeah,
cool.
Because, yeah, it's
well,
just...
So you don't have to passport.
The flights are...
Do you need a passport to go to New Zealand?
Yeah.
That was a genuine question, because I don't know if we have passport free travel with them.
I think you still have to have a passport. Yeah. You just don't have to have a visa.
I know you'd have to have a visa. You don't have to have a visa to go to most places for us.
Yeah, people like us.
Yeah.
Just go to Japan, just walk in. I thought it was so strange to go to another country and not have a visa.
Yeah.
I had to have a visa to go to New Guinea.
That is weird. I travelled all through Europe and we didn't need a...
you win it.
Well, it was. Thanks, Britain, you bastard.
Yeah, like, I wouldn't want them to get, like, the only YCS of the year. But, like...
If we got a supplementary one, you'd want it to be in Perth.
Look, if Perth Tourism is throwing around random money, surely they can spare, like, you know, $500 to host a tournament.
Yep, that's what a YCS costs.
Sure.
And considering they won't even chuck up a stream for us, it feels like that's what it costs.
Whoever's the Premier of Perth, pay me, I'll host the Yu-Gi-Oh! Event in Perth.
Mark McGowan's successor. Let people into your state.
Give me 20k in a venue. I'll put on a good show.
20k.
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
I've got to put up 10k for pricing.
I've got to look into
who I'm my judges.
This feels like that thing that happened in Sweden ages ago. They like commissioned a dude to make like an art piece and they gave him like $80,000 of cash. Run. And yeah, he just provided two empty frames saying, take the money and run.
Monorail.
But that does conclude us for this week. Thank you all very much for listening and watching. If you are watching along, feel free to like and subscribe. If you are listening, feel free to favorite. Jump into our Discord, ask us some questions, answer the poll, and we'll catch you all next week. Peace.
Bye.